So, I just wanted to bring up how stupid I have felt lately. Since I have the iPod, the iPhone, and I was listening to some podcasts a while back, mostly Big Fatty and Foul Monkeys, and I was in the truck, and I pressed play, and it sounded like a bunch of chipmunks, and I was like, what the hell is going on? So I stopped Big Fatty, and when you hear Big Fatty talking really, really fast, that is the most screwed up shit you have ever heard. And then when it's like, when you hear him like burp really loud, you know. So then I shut him up for a second, and I went over and started listening to the White Power Hour, and it was like Julian speaking really, really fast. And then I was like, okay, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. So it went on for like a couple of days. And so I put it back on the computer, you know, thinking, you know, hey, maybe this will fix everything and all this kind of stuff. And it didn't. So I sat there and I was staring at my phone like I was just trying to lose myself in the podcast. And I noticed this little button that's got one X on it. And if you push it, it changes. It changes the speed that it's playing. So I hit it one or two more times and Big Fatty actually sounded like himself. I was like, dumb ass. Why would someone want to speed their music up? You know, why would I ever need this on here to speed something up?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And when you hear Big Fatty talking really, really fast, that is the most screwed up shit you have ever heard.
Big Fatty, you should have played that opening on double speed. Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 724 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of November, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. We are going to have a few random acts of kindness, yes? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. It was a busy day in the coal mine. Larry Cly is on a little wakey. And so, y'all, it's very quiet in there today for the Fat One. And but y'all, I got a lot done. Got a lot accomplished. Got all my paperwork done so I could get paid for my announcing duties and everything. And y'all, it's just lovely. Y'all, speaking of that, for Crema, I'm thinking of getting the hats a new flat screen TV. Y'all, they've got one of these. It's a series of tubes and whistles or something like that. What is that called? Tubes and tubes. I don't know. Anyway, it's what the inner tubes used to be. Anyway, I know that Daniel Biba is screaming it at me right now. But y'all. Anyway, I'm thinking of getting them a new television. And y'all, I was at the Best Buy. I went to the Best Buy. And y'all, they've got the Best Buy brand. It's something like Intuition or Inquisition or something like that. I don't remember the name of it. Their brand, it comes with a 2-year warranty on it. And y'all, it was on sale. And I just didn't know if anyone had ever bought a Best Buy brand television product. Y'all, all of them, you know damn good and well, they're all made by the same people. There's some little old Japanese lady, but maybe, you know, y'all, I don't know. It may be Yoshi's mom over there in Japan. I don't know, but you know, y'all, Yoshi. No! No, my buddy, I will not call you. I just don't know. I just don't know. I think they're all made by the same people, and they just put a different sticker on the front of it. Because they all look exactly alike. They all look exactly alike. But anyway, Let me know if you've ever purchased a Best Buy brand, and let me know if you're happy with it, or if you've had any problems with it. But anyway, but y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I went over to the for the to try out the new cafe, y'all. And y'all, quite frankly, I was a little disappointed. I was a little disappointed because y'all, I mean, although they had an extensive menu, they focused on appetizers and light sandwiches, sandwiches, and then they had one special of the day. And but y'all, the kitchen is modified, and I came to realize this now. But now I will say, everything was presented lovely, just lovely. Now they've got to work on the wait staff a little bit, you know, y'all, they're working the kinks out, and I told them, work the kinks out, leave the kinky in. Ah, Big Patty, that's vulgar. But I ordered, they had all these appetizers, and then you could get three of them for $12.95. And each of them were like $6.95. But you could get three for $12.95. I said, Big Freddy, you need to get one of those because you're a fat shit. And also, I got the, what did I get? I got the red jalapeno poppers. And y'all, these are not the kind that come in a bottle and you stick under your nose. No! Then I also got, what else? Oh, I got the beer batter onion rings, and I got the chicken quesadilla, which, y'all, is kind of like a chicken cheese sandwich from Mexico. And, y'all, it came with like a four different sauces, and all the little sauce bowls were overfilled. They were just overfilled, y'all. They're going to go broke on giving you too much sauce. And, y'all, who the hell needs three sauces? It all appeared to have come out of a freezer and been warmed up, in the oven. And, it was okay, but it just wasn't good. I wanted something fresh. Something fresh is what I wanted. But now Granny and Miss Porter, they had the, crab stuffed mushroom caps, and y'all, they said they weren't very good either. But the special was the spaghetti, the Italian spaghetti and meatballs with a garden salad, and the garlic toast, and y'all, they said it was quite good. So I don't know. I'm and they do a late night breakfast, and by late night, you know, y'all, I would want to do the early bird late night breakfast, which is available at 10 p.m. in the evening. And so they do that, and y'all, it's like three eggs and four pieces of bacon and toast and something else. I don't remember what else it was, but y'all, for $6. And y'all, that's pretty good for $6. But y'all, after we had eaten, I was saying my goodbyes, because y'all, there's no smoking allowed in the building, so you have to go out back. And Granny and Miss Porter were out there having a little smoky treat. And so I went to say goodbye to them. And y'all, I was coming back out, and the bartender stopped me, and he gave me a hug. Oh, Big Freddy, it's lovely to see you. And y'all, then I got to the end of the bar near the door, and this guy goes, Big Freddy? And I went, hey, how are you? Y'all had no idea who the fuck it was. Had no idea who it was. Now, y'all, you're not going to believe this story when I tell you. But y'all, honest to God is the honest to God truth. He goes, Big Freddy, do you remember me? And I said, honey, I don't remember what I had for lunch. So to be quite honest, no, I don't remember you. He goes, well, I've just gotten out of a 12-year relationship. Y'all, a 12-year relationship. And he says, you and I had a good time one night back in 1998, about 12 years ago, before I got in this relationship. And Big Fatty, I have never forgotten it. It was just an incredible evening, and I will never forget how wonderful it was. And y'all, I know there are Cheerios shooting out of people's mouths, not their mouths, out of their noses right now. Big Freddy, you know how to make it vulgar early in the morning. But anyway, y'all, he was just like, oh, I've never forgotten you. And I am so delighted to see you tonight. Do you think we can get back together again? I said, yes.
And y'all, he is 16 years because he's 38. He is 16 years my junior. And y'all, 12 years ago, that would have made him 26 and Big Fatty 42. So y'all, I was rocking the cradle back then. Yes, Big Fatty, vulgar. But y'all, he is the one that, he reminded me. Y'all, he remembered all the details. He goes, Big Fatty, I approached you because I thought you might be a lot of fun. And y'all, y'all, can you remember a night with somebody 12 years ago, back in the last century, where you were just, oh, I'll never forget this. Y'all, no. But y'all, evidently, maybe later tonight, here on Thursday, Big Fatty and the last century's gentleman caller, maybe getting together again. Big Fatty, we just can't believe it. Boy, is he going to be disappointed 12 years later. That's all we have to say. Yes!
What's on your mind, Big Fatty?
Yes, it's that time to find out what's on Big Fatty's mind. And now, here's Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, let me just tell you, today, I don't know if many of you know this or not, but today is Veterans Day. I am a veteran. And y'all, if you're a veteran, let me just tell you something. Don't tell people you're a veteran. Just let people realize it on their own and thank you. Let them thank you for your service rather than go, I'm a veteran. You need to thank me for my service. Y'all, don't want. No. Put service before self. Service before self. And y'all, that's what makes a true hero in Big Fatty's eyes. And y'all, that's what's on my mind. But y'all, also, what's on my mind is I was on the Twitty earlier today, and that Miss Lala. La 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 Lauren, y'all, she sent a little twitty that said, Big Fatty, my mama said today that she just wanted to do a random act of kindness and it made me immediately think of you. And I said, well, thank you, Miss Lauren. And y'all, Miss Lauren is just one of the kindest people that you'll meet. And y'all, she's just lovely. And she reminded me that that it's been a while since Big Fatty has urged you to do a random act of kindness. So, y'all, what I'm going to ask you to do today, since it is Veterans Day, y'all, if you see someone in uniform, stop and shake their hand and say, thank you for your service. Thank you for putting your service to our country and the people before yourself. We appreciate it. And y'all, then go buy them a Chick-fil or something. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. It is a lovely random act of kindness. And y'all, I just want to say, Miss La 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 Lauren also designed not one, not two, but three special random acts of kindness artworks. And y'all, I'm gonna choose one of them to use as today's show art. So y'all, in recognition of another random act of kindness, go over there and on the Twitty or on the e-letters or whatever, y'all send Miss Lauren a little note saying lovely, just lovely, because y'all, she is so talented. She is just so talented. Y'all, I mentioned the veterans, and y'all, some of them, you know, you don't even have to, sometimes you don't even have to look for a veteran. Y'all, there may be one in your house, or it may be your mama, or it may be your daddy, or somebody like that. Y'all, be kind to a veteran today. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Now, y'all, have you been watching? First of all, let me extend a true apology for the horrible show yesterday. Because, y'all, that 911 shit, I was listening on hump day morning. Y'all, I almost had to put it on double speed. I almost had to put it on double speed like that gay country boy. And that is not spelled C-U-N-T. That you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, this will be one of those times he's going to hit that 2X. That's all I got to say is yesterday's little show. But y'all, they can't all be gems. No. And by gem, I do not mean J-I-M or G-Y-M. Big Freddy, learn to spell. And, y'all, you know, you gotta have a train wreck every now and then just so you can appreciate, the lovely ones. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, as soon as I finish, recording, this little show, y'all, I'm heading over to the Publix because it is the day of the coupon. And, y'all, I was looking through and, y'all, they are gearing up. They are gearing up for the Thanksgiving, for the, fat. You know, it's gluttony day. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I can't wait to get in there. Y'all, and they do, sometimes they do a little sampling. They do a little taste testing here as we move into the holidays and all. So, maybe they'll be sampling something tonight. I don't know. But y'all, I do know that, I can assure you of one thing. They are not having a Thanksgiving feast on that cruise ship that is stuck out there in the ocean. Y'all, have you seen about this? Y'all, there is a Carnival cruise ship. It is, I don't remember the name of it, but y'all, first of all, if you ever go on a cruise, don't ever go on a Carnival cruise, because y'all, you get what you pay for. And these people that are on this boat stranded in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, y'all, they will agree with you. And, but y'all, instead of having all these lovely meals, y'all, the toilets are all backed up. And, y'all, they have flown in supplies because they don't have any electricity, y'all. And, y'all, you know what they're serving? They are serving them Spam and Pop-Tarts. Y'all, can you imagine? Can you imagine going on a cruise ship and the turlets being, well, y'all, when Big Fatty goes on a cruise ship, the turlet is oftentimes stopped up. But, y'all, that is just Big Fatty's turlet. That is not all of them. But, y'all, I'm telling you, they have got the turlets all stopped up, and, y'all, they are having Pop-Tarts and Spam. And, y'all, I think, oh, y'all, that is the Raising Cane. You know, I told you I got the cod. The rewards card for the Raising Cane. Y'all, I went there for lunch on Wednesday on hump day. And y'all, I got the 3-piece chicken snack. And it had 3 chicken strips. And y'all, it had the crinkle cut potatoes. But y'all, they weren't the thick meaty ones. Y'all, they were the thin ones. And y'all, they were lovely. And y'all, then they had a big old thick piece of country toast, Texas toast, because y'all, everything in Texas is cut big or uncut big. Ah, Big Freddy, you had to turn Texas toast into something vulgar. But y'all, I know these people on this cruise ship, they would love to have a big old thick piece of Texas toast instead of Spam and the Pop-Tarts. Oh, dear gussy, Spam and the Pop-Tarts. But, y'all, they are going to give them a full refund, and then they're giving them a certificate for a free cruise coming up. But, y'all, who in their right mind would go on another one of those cruises after that? No! Y'all, that's when you offer a prize on the Teeny a Mime Show cheese sandwich, a free cruise! But y'all, I think that Miss West out there in the San Diego, because that's where they're bringing that boat back. I think he should go down to the docks and have cheese sandwiches for everyone. What?
When you hear Big Fatty talking really, really fast, that is the most screwed up shit you have ever heard.
Thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.